life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Speaking against DeVos, challenging the ban. I'm Elliot Francis. Senate Democrats are on Capitol Hill at this hour in a marathon debate session trying to convince at least one more Republican to vote against Trump Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. Correspondent Andy Rose explains.
In a final effort to block President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Education, Senate Democrats plan to hold the floor of the chamber for 24 hours. The Senate is set to vote on Betsy DeVos's nomination. Last week, two GOP senators said they would break with their party and vote against DeVos, setting up a 50-50 split. But Democrats hope to make enough noise to flip at least one more Senate Republican against her. DeVos, a school choice activist, has faced strong opposition from teachers' unions and public schools.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments later today after the Justice Department filed a brief asking for reinstatement of President Trump's travel ban. At legal challenges from Washington and Minnesota, the hearings will be streamed live online. I'm Elliot Francis. Over the weekend, nearly 100 tech companies filed a lawsuit in California calling President Trump's executive order on immigration unconstitutional. Jim Roop reports.
It's the latest lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the order and led by California-based tech firms Apple, Google, Facebook, and more. Now, during the campaign, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg criticized Mr. Trump at a tech convention.
I hear fearful voices calling for building walls and for slowing immigration.
The lawsuit filed Sunday night. The companies underscore the contributions of immigrants to the U.S., saying they're responsible for some of America's greatest discoveries. The companies agree with steps to protect the country, but not at the expense of the, quote, fundamental commitment to welcome immigrants, end quote. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Republicans say they're moving ahead on their efforts to void the Affordable Care Act, even though President Trump says that transition could stretch into next year. In a statement Monday, Paul Ryan says Republicans are, quote, acting with urgency to repeal Obamacare and come up with a replacement as soon as possible. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Howard County Council has voted to designate the county as a safe and supportive place for illegal immigrants. But don't call it a sanctuary. Co-sponsors of the bill dropped the word sanctuary in hopes that it would help everyone focus on what they say their legislation's intent is, to make sure county residents know they won't be targeted by police because of their immigration status. However, the 3-2 vote last night is one short of the number it'll take to override the veto that County Executive Alan Kittleman has promised. It's election day in Fairfax City.
There are three people vying for the job of Fairfax mayor. Eleanor Schmidt, Michael DeMarco, and David Meyer all currently serve on the city council. Interim Mayor Steve Stombre says he's ready to hand off the city to the winner.
I think the next mayor will be engaged in trying to get some of the developments that have been approved by the council off the ground and moving forward.
Former Mayor R. Scott Silverthorne resigned last year after he was arrested for what police said was an attempt to trade drugs for sex in a sting operation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County's population is projected to keep growing, especially in its urban centers, and that could exacerbate already growing school capacity problems. County Council Chair Roger Berliner is now asking the school system to come up with a master plan to address school capacity issues.
It is fundamental to keeping the confidence of our community that we make sure that as we make conscious decisions to grow in certain parts of our community, that we have the school capacity there.
Figures show that some 3,000 new students are coming into Montgomery County schools every year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 56.64. Sports, the Cavaliers end the Wizards' 17-game home winning streak. College basketball, number 12, Virginia, upsets 4th-ranked Louisville. Howard loses, and the Super Bowl champion Patriots get their victory parade in Boston this morning. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 800. But hurry, this deal expires this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $29.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 800. That's proflowers.com, secret code 800.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're good around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. No early worries. Wide open trip as well. Frederick down to the Beltway on our 270 ride. Either way you're heading. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Good. Good time to get going right now in through town over our Anacostia crossings. New York Avenue inbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel with travel lanes open. U.S. Park Police tell me nope, not working any problems here early on. So you're good to go on the Rock Creek Parkway, George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers will come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Warrenton, 52 in Silver Spring, 51 degrees in Washington. Vladimir Putin shouldn't hold his breath waiting for an apology from Bill O'Reilly. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Busy morning here at 7:05 this morning. Rick Klein will join us to talk about an overnight hackathon in the United States Senate and a vote scheduled today on Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education nominee by President Trump. At 7:35, Ken Klukowski will join us to talk about the fight over the president's immigration executive order. And then at 8:35, our weekly conversation with Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and today, very happy to have Jessie Jane Duff in the house today as our guest host. Good morning to you, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators. So glad you could join us.
It's good to have you here. I want to start off this morning with a conversation about the Super Bowl ads that everybody was talking about. Now, look, there were some great ads, there were some okay ads, and there were some controversial ads. None more controversial, I think, perhaps, than the 84 Lumber ad, which was about immigration. And the commercial took you partway through a story, then said, if you want to see the rest, go to their certain website and see how the story comes out. But it was a sympathetic portrayal of someone trying to come to America from what appeared
struggle.
To be a Central American
struggle.
Or perhaps Mexico. And they have admitted that this has been controversial. Now, look, in the moments after that ad ran, 300,000 people went to their website to see how the story came out. So they got some attention.
Yes.
But what they have found, and this is a quote from one of the people who works for 84 Lumber and their ad agency, they said, well, 50% of those were critical of the ad out there, and 50% of them really liked the ad. All right, so here's my question. Why does that make sense from a business standpoint to alienate half of your audience?
Right.
But more importantly, I want to talk to you, the conservatives listening to this show right now. When you see something like this done by a company and it offends you or you dislike it, do you vote with your feet? In other words, do you like say, I'm not going to do business with that company anymore? I mean, there's been some talk about the folks over at Starbucks and a whole other companies who are now lining up against Donald Trump's immigration policies. Does this change your mind? And do you actually change your buying habits mm-hmm. when a company does something that you disagree with in the political arena? 1-888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL 84 Lumber says, well, a lot of our people are mom and pop kind of, building companies, small building companies, and people who do home improvements and that kind of stuff. And so we feel like the immigrant community is a vital part of that, and we wanted to tell this story. It is also true that a lot of people go to the 84 Lumber to get stuff to work on their decks and that kind of stuff and to put paneling in their basements or whatever they do. So they have a mixed constituency. And I'm just wondering right now, will this change the way you do business? Does it generally change the way you do business? 1-888-630-9625 1-888-630-WML Yeah, it does for me.
Well, this is the way I see it, is that right now being an American is what's being stressed so much, and to be prideful of being an American. So why didn't they show Americans building their homes and the struggles of families who finally bought their first home or built their first deck or were able to renovate? They could have spun this so many other ways. If Lady Gaga got it and was up there doing a patriotic message, what was the intention of this company? Now, this is this part that a lot of people don't know, that Fox had to tell them that they could not air the ad as it was currently showing that they had, because it ended with them coming to a wall. It was going to even be more controversial than what we saw, that it ends with them hitting a wall that they can't come over. That was not on the air. So guess how it ends now? With them hitting a barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
So they already knew it was controversial. The Fox Sports Channel basically said, you cannot air this. It is going to be too upsetting. With that said, they knew all the way from the point that it was booked, that it was going to be controversial.
They knew they were inviting controversy.
Okay.
And I think the folks maybe over at Audi thought that that they knew that their ad was going to be controversial. And so the question is, does it impact the way you actually spend your hard-earned dollars? Do you, vote with your feet? Do you vote with your pocketbook? 888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL Let's start off with Brian in Mount Airy. Brian, good morning. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm definitely voting with my feet. I will not go to Starbucks anymore. I'll go to the local coffee shop, and I've started drinking Coke instead of Pepsi.
Really? And explain to me why that one. I'm not familiar with that one.
The lady that ran Pepsi made some very negative comments. It's been on the web. I forget the exact wording about the people that voted, against Hillary Clinton for Donald Trump.
All right.
I forget the offensive comment that the guy from... Oh, I know what it was. Just because he disagreed with Donald Trump, he's going to go out and hire 10,000 refugees.
Well, and this is my point. Now, you heard those comments, and they stuck in your mind, right?
Right.
And you decided, okay, well, then I'm going to change my buying habits. I don't understand how anybody in business sees an upside.
There's nothing to gain financially by these companies that they have massive stockholders who voted both ways. As Michael Jordan famously had said, Republicans buy shoes too.
That's right.
When he would endorse a Democratic candidate. If you're in business, stop your politics.
Doyle in Winchester, you're up with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. Hello, Doyle.
Good morning. First of all, the ad shows how to come over illegally.
Right.
That I did not agree with.
Right.
Secondly, I'm building a new house in Winchester right now. I had just 2 months ago priced my shingles and everything out. 84 had a better number, but now I'm going to go somewhere else for that.
So, in other words, you will actually spend more to make the point, right?
Correct. and just real quick, on your part of people boycotting, like Starbucks and so forth, aren't these retailers doing the same thing? Nordstrom is now going to quit carrying the Ivanka Trump line of jewelry and stuff?
That's right.
I mean, when are they going to realize they're not going to win this deal?
Yeah, I talked about this yesterday on the program, how Nordstrom's and Neiman Marcus had decided they were not going to carry the Ivanka Trump line. I'm saying, okay, who goes to Nordstrom's? Who goes to Neiman Marcus? People who have money. Aren't a lot of people who have money thought to be conservatives? Why would you want to offend the people who frequent your store, especially Neiman Marcus, based in Texas,
I know. Actually, probably there's more liberals that have great wealth. You know, that's been one of
Maybe
the studies
so.
Done. There's the liberal guilt of having more than others is very prominent. But with that said, I shopped at Nordstrom's often, and Neiman Marcus often, well, usually on sales, by the way, because they're so expensive. But what the logic is ridiculous.
Well, does that change? Are you going to change your strategy? Now they've taken this action?
You know,
where the rubber meets the road for Jesse Jane Dove.
Because, right, yeah, we're talking about my shoes. And, you know, this is really important for me. I'm sorry, you know, when I get a great pair of Fendis on sale at Neiman Marcus,
listen. You have to draw the line somewhere, I suppose.
And and if you follow me on Twitter, I post pictures with my legs. I get great hosiery from Nordstrom. So I'm going to draw the line there. Just shoes and hosiery. That's it.
All right. Listen, more of your calls coming up in just a moment. Do you vote with your pocketbook when you see people who do things that offend you? I want to know, conservatives, are you actually taking action with some of the stuff that's going on right now with corporations making statements or running commercials that seem to be very much against this administration? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'm getting all choked up just talking about it. Right now, 5:15, time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a nice quiet start on our travels on 66. No worries to report out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway and inside the Beltway. 95, 395, good. We're good getting into town if you're coming in on 50. BW Parkway, 270. Also between Frederick and the Beltway, pretty much up at speed. I'm not seeing much of any slowdowns just yet. Even through Urbana and Hyattstown, we're looking pretty good. It's a good time to get going. Around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, no problems reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, you're not going to believe this forecast. Hang on for a minute. Some showers may be early this morning, but by the time the day progresses, it'll clear this afternoon, and the high today is almost 70 degrees. I bet you there's going to be some areas where we hit 70 today. Then tonight, a shower early, cloudy overnight, and 57. Not that bad. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon, 64. But then later in the day, it starts to get a little cooler. They say some showers in the evening tomorrow night, Wednesday night. And that could rain, actually turn into a flake or two of snow. But the overnight low is only 42. Thursday, rain and snow showers early. Highs in the low 40s. And then it gets really cold down to the 20s. But listen, oh, this is amazing. Friday in the upper 30s. Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s. It's like a roller coaster, this weather forecast is. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation.
All right, so we're asking you a question. When you see a company that does a controversial ad that irritates you as a conservative, I'm wondering, do you as a conservative decide, you know, I'm not going to take my money there. I'm going to go elsewhere with my hard-earned dollars. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Brian Wilson, Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. How about Mike in Hagerstown? Line 3, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I own two businesses myself. And, you know, I've been to people's houses that, that had, like, Hillary on it, you know, and I'm a very much Trump supporter. And, you know, I kept my mouth shut because I'm professional.
Right.
You know, I left my political views aside from my business because that's how I make my living.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, sorry, because, you know, you support somebody I don't agree with and nobody should agree with. You know, I don't want to take your money and I don't want to help you to get my product. You know, that's absolutely ludicrous as a business owner. I mean, you would have to be complete insane to allow your customers to go elsewhere because me and the customer, you know, I got a receipt the other day that said, thanks for your business, support immigrants because they made your food. And I told them, I will never come back to your establishment.
Wow. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Are you kidding me? You put that on the receipt? I'm like, I said, you just lost my business. And I go there a lot. They know me by name.
Wow. Thank you for that, Mike. Now, that's the sort of thing I'm thinking. And by the way, it's not just 84 Lumber. It's not just Starbucks. There are 97 companies that so disagree with the president and his immigration executive order that they have filed an amicus brief in the current lawsuit that's being considered out in Seattle today.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, I mean, 97 companies. And some of these are companies I know you do business with. So do you vote with your pocketbook when you are offended? I'm wondering if conservatives do that the way that liberals do. How about Roger in Bethesda? You're up with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
Morning. I'd start first, apart from being offended by their ads, looking at a lot of hypocrisy and blindness. When I heard about Starbucks, the chairman's comment, I looked up their history because I recall they're having an establishment in Europe or two blown up. They indeed did in Schultz, I think, closed shops. His shops in Belgium are large parts for fear of terrorism.
Right.
And here he wants open immigration to bring the same thing over here. Then, of course, Audi, a German company, well, they're doing great these days. Mm-hmm. So not only is it offensive, but it's nuts. They want us to have the same thing they have over there, and I think most Americans don't want terrorism domestically.
Thank you for that, Roger. Greatly appreciate it. How about Ross and Haymarket? You're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane.
Good morning, all. Hey, to start off with, I didn't watch the Super Bowl because I was afraid that somebody was going to take a knee during the singing the national anthem,
well,
or that there was going to be a halftime show where they were going to badmouth our country. I don't go to Target because I don't know what bathroom they think people should be using. I don't go to Starbucks because they wanted to curtail my Second Amendment rights and or, as you hear now, about this immigration issue. Should I go down the list anymore? You get the point. I make my money go to where somebody wants to count about Americans. And yes, there are some products that we're now starting to be divorced into dilemmas. Facebook is now wants to ban people from having free speech. Where is the line going to be drawn? It is time that we do speak with our voices. This is enough is enough.
All right. Ross and Haymarket on fire this morning. My goodness. How about Dan in Harper's Ferry? You're up next. What do you say, Dan?
I think that if a company publicly comes out and not only chooses not to promote American patriotism, but publicly chooses not to promote Americans, yeah, it definitely has an effect on my pocketbook. And not only do I not shop there, I tell all my friends and people that I know that are in the industry not to shop there as well. And when they promote non-citizens, it definitely offends me. And I do use my wallet to show my disdain for that company.
Are you in a big rig right now?
Oh, I'm driving down the road.
Well, you have to honk the horn for us.
I can't right now where I'm at. Sorry.
Scare everybody.
It is now 5:22. More of your calls straight ahead.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP-180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, more of your calls straight ahead. Right now, it is 525, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Frederick, just a little bit of that volume starting to form. Pretty normal delays as you pass the Monocacy, and again, approaching and passing Route 80, Urbana. Northbound side of 270 in Germantown, single car crash. Just watching that area, you might see some flashing lights, but nothing, no slowdowns as a result. But that's northbound side of 270, 118 in Germantown. Around the Beltway, good. Maryland, Virginia, no problems, no troubles coming in from the west, so that checks out fine. Greenway, Toll Road, 66, Route 7, 95. A little bit of volume in Dale City, and otherwise good up through to the Capitol Beltway. Metro Rail, off to a good start. VRE, Virginia Railway Express, report of a car on the tracks south of Quantico. So right now, they're stopping trains 300 and 302 until they can verify the information, and I'll follow up on that with you. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even warmer weather continuing to settle in here as we head on through today. A few showers around, maybe a thunder shower for the morning. Some sunshine this afternoon, up to 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 51 degrees. Get ready for a weather roller coaster as the week progresses. 526 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Jesse Jane Duffer taking your calls. Do you vote with your wallet when it comes to companies that take positions that you strongly disagree with? Keith in Winchester is going to poke the bear here this morning. Good morning to you, Keith.
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Gunny.
Good morning.
I'm going to flip the question right back to you, Brian. Brian, for all these years, you've been advocating Apple products, your iPhone, even the iWatch.
Yep.
Well, sir, Apple is one of the people who are suing the president over this executive order.
Yep.
Are you going to put your money where your mouth is?
Here is the thing. Here is the thing, and you make a good point, and it's a decision that I have to make going forward. But the problem is, especially when you're talking about technology, if you've invested all of this money in that particular...
The money's already spent.
And all the software that goes with Apple and not with, you know, PCs, I would have to start over everything that I have, which would be a considerable investment.
And that's a ridiculous boycott because you've already purchased it. It would be future purchases.
Well, that's what I'm still talking about. I want to change over to PC away from Apple? If I did that, I would have to spend about a couple $1,000 in software.
And they already got your money on everything you throw out.
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
United States Senate stayed up overnight, at least the Democrats did, because they don't like Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education. We'll bring you back up to date on that in just a moment.
It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Happening right now, Senate Democrats are in the midst of a blitz against Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos that started yesterday. Now, a confirmation vote is set for noon today, and Democrats still hope to persuade just one more Republican to join them in voting no.
They are so close to potentially sinking Betsy DeVos's nomination with those two Republicans, Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins, notably coming out last week and saying they will not support her, but they still need one more Republican to come out and break ranks to sink her nomination, and they have not found that support yet.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Federal and state lawyers will go before a panel of federal appellate judges in San Francisco this evening to argue the fate of President Trump's travel and refugee ban.
The Justice Department filed a legal brief last night, basically doubling down on their previous arguments that we'd seen before, saying you can't second guess the president in the immigration context like this. But they've also come up with this new fallback position that we hadn't seen before, saying if you're going to uphold the Seattle District Court, then at least limit it in some way to the people who've been previously admitted to the U.S. Think of someone on a student visa traveling back and forth home to the U.S., for example. So the travel ban would no longer apply to them, the Justice Department says.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. The Howard County Council has voted in favor of a measure that stops just short of officially designating the county as a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. The vote does declare that Howard County is a safe and supportive place for undocumented immigrants, just not calling it a sanctuary. The county executive has vowed to veto legislation that would designate Howard County as a sanctuary county. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 5664. Sports, the Wizards lose at home for the first time in 18 games. College basketball, Virginia gets the upset win over Louisville. Howard loses. WNBA, the Mystics have signed former Maryland star Christy Tolliver. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Upralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in DC. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rockville on Beers Mill Road, heading westbound just as you pass Rockville Pike 355. Stalled tractor trailer right side, so just do watch for the lane closure there, but not causing any delays. For 270, volume starting to form. Pretty normal backups here out of Frederick, down toward the Monocacy, Urbana, and 109. Nothing reported, though, along the way. We're looking good on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95 and 29, all down to the Beltway. Good time to get rolling. Beltway's in good shape, Maryland and Virginia. In Southwest D.C., 12th Street between C and D, they've closed that with police department activity. VRE moving again. They had temporarily stopped trains 300 and 302, but they're just at a reduced speed until they can get back into their normal shape there. And on Metro Rail, Blue, Orange, and Silver Line trains are single tracking between Stadium, Armory, and Addison Road due to a signal problem outside of Stadium Armory. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On again, off again, rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with a thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Alexandria, 52 in Hyattsville, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37 on WMAL. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 7:05 this morning. Rick Klein will join us to talk about, well, what we're going to talk about next, and that is the fact that the Senate is still in session, has been all night, as Democrats have taken to the floor to complain about Betsy DeVos, who is the president's choice to be the Secretary of Education. We'll get the latest on that coming up with Rick Klein at 7:05. 7:35, Ken Klukowski on the president.
president's immigration order. There's a big hearing on that out on the left coast later this evening. We'll get the details on that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. Very pleased to be joined by Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. Good morning to you, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators. So glad you are joining us.
All right. So let's go back to this thing about Betsy DeVos. Who is the president's choice to be Secretary of Education, controversial choice. We're going to see a vote at noon today, the showdown at high noon over DeVos. And it appears that there are 50 Republicans who will vote for DeVos. Two Republicans have defected, and you need 51 votes. So Vice President Mike Pence is expected to come in and give his approval and vote for DeVos, and that will send that nomination on for. She will at that point be confirmed as the Secretary of Education. But Democrats have really aligned against this nominee more than perhaps some of the others, and they have been on the floor of the United States Senate. As they like to say, it's the world's greatest deliberative body. Oh, man, they love their deliberating over there in the United States Senate. They deliberate and they deliberate and they deliberate, and sometimes they get something done, but it's very rare. Let's start off with, here's a little sample from Al Franken. This is cut number two, if I could, Mike. Al Franken and his opposition to Betsy DeVos.
Mrs. DeVos has described this as school choice, claiming that it would give parents the chance to choose the best school for their children, but that's just not how it works. In reality, most school vouchers don't cover the full cost of private school tuition, nor do they cover additional expenses like transportation, school uniforms, and other supplies, which means the vouchers don't create more choices for low-income families. They simply subsidize existing choices for families who could already afford to pay for private school.
All right, so now here's what this is really all about. The fact that the teachers' unions support the Democrats across the board. They provide a lot of money for their coffers. And what is Al Franken talking about? The one thing that the teachers' unions hate more than anything else in the world, and that's charter schools and independent school systems, apart from unionized school districts. They very much are against the idea of choice. And so everybody that's out there today talking about this is against the idea of choice. That's what it's really about.
Well, also, the two Republicans that had bailed on her are very cozy with the teachers' union and received quite a bit of money, particularly Senator Murkowski out of Alaska. She had received thousands upon dollars from this union. So they obviously are showing what side their bread is buttered on. And it's really a false argument by Franken, because the fact of the matter is that without charter schools, they have no choice.
Right.
You know, and it's still an option. If somebody is willing to at least listen, if somebody has a child and they got to pay, 10%, 20% out of their own pocket to get a better school, they'll probably want to do it. They'll sacrifice that versus 100%.
Right.
You know, that's a false argument. And the school uniforms and things like that, there's many charity groups that I belong to, and we help those kids. I belong to the John Carroll Society, and a lot of the money that is raised goes to these inner city schools to children to get an option to get a private education.
Well, I only point to, when you look in, the District of Columbia, the teachers there are unionized within the public school system.
What a great system has been.
They spend a lot of money per student, and they don't do a very good job.
We have such low graduation rates. I think it's below 50%.
So why wouldn't you want to give somebody an option to do something better?
We've got lower than 50% graduation rates, and you're going to fight this? Give me a reason that the graduation rates cannot improve versus what, you're sitting here suggesting it's going to be a cost issue. Your cost is flushing money down the toilet.
Well, this is what I like to call in the Senate, sound and fury signifying not much. The die is cast here, and they were never going to get another Republican vote to come over. They just simply want to make noise. And look, they're going to lose, and they know they're going to lose, but they can't go down without showing the teachers union, who gave them all of that money, that we fought hard for you.
For their reelection.
Yeah, and so, what they end up doing, and what they... What they're really comes down to is they stayed up all night just to make sure it looked like they were putting up a good fight. A fight that will have no change, will not change one vote in the United States Senate.
And this is so infuriating because at this point, President Obama had 14 of his people already confirmed. Mm-hmm. So we're going out the gate with a struggle here. And people say the Republicans defied President Obama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we got his people confirmed. They got them confirmed. And then we started the fight.
Here's the other interesting thing. To get this nomination through, they need the vote of Senator Jeff Sessions. So they're not going to take up the Sessions nomination until after the DeVos vote, and they will take care of that vote, and then the next thing that they move to is Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, which is going to take probably another 3 days.
This is ridiculous.
And so we're you know, the Democrats are dragging and denying this administration their ability to form a government and get up and running, and the courtesy that has been shown every administration that I can ever remember since I've been in this town, and that was in 1986. Every administration is given the chance to, you know, okay, we're going to have confirmation hearings. If we have a real issue with somebody, we'll take you up on that. But by and large, they give the president their nominees, by and large. This one is being dragged out simply to keep the Trump administration off balance. And it's not right. And it's, if you detect chaos in the Trump presidency right now, part of that is because they don't have people in charge yet.
Well, we got to be upset with Murkowski and Collins because they're actually the biggest reason that we're in this boat.
It is 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with Japan's Minister of Defense last week in Tokyo. The secretary told reporters that the U.S.-Japan alliance is critical to ensuring that this region remains safe and secure. The United States remains committed to the defense of Japan and stands ready to enhance its alliance for regional peace, prosperity, and freedom. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze and brings the showroom to you. 12 months, same as cash. Free installation sale going on now. Go to 50floor.com.
Interest will be charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Design including labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading inbound New York Avenue, if you're pushing out of Riverdale or Chevrolet off of 50 or the BW Parkway, great. Good down the lights of Bladensburg Road and then continuing to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So nice quiet start there. No problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southeast, Southwest freeway lanes are open. Take you onto Northwest to 12th Street between Constitution and E. They've closed that with police department activity. To the Wilson Bridge we go. Good time to get going without any delay right now. 210, starting to see some of that signal light delay pushing north as you pass Palmer Road and heading up toward the Capitol Beltway. For 95, normal volume Virginia and Stafford, and again as you approach the Occoquan, but lanes all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Filing your own taxes this year? Staples helps you be accountable with everything you need for tax season for less. With storage boxes and filing supplies to software like QuickBooks and TurboTax. And right now, get up to $15 off when you buy TurboTax. In-store only, ends 4/1/17. Staples. Make more happen.
Yeah, because there is somebody watching you all the time, it seems, these days. Here's one that will catch your attention. Vizio. If you have a Vizio TV in your house, and I think I have one in my house somewhere, Vizio is going to have to pay millions of dollars because it has been found out that they were secretly spying on their customers. Here's the thing. Inside these smart TVs is sometimes some data tracking software that will record and transmit via the internet. If it's an internet-equipped TV, it will track via the internet what shows you are watching. And so why is that important? Well, because they Vizio would then take, and I'm talking 11 million people were impacted by this. They get as many as, they were getting as many as 100 billion data points a day from millions of TVs. And they sold that information to advertisers so that advertisers could know which homes were watching which particular shows. And by the way, they would hand this information over to data aggregators who could then put together your TV with information about your sex, your age, your income, your marital status, your household size, your education, your home ownership. All that information was going to advertise. Maybe not with your name attached to it, but certainly they gave you this information to advertisers so they could target their advertising more effectively.
They gave the example sex, age, income, marital status, household size, education, and home ownership. I mean, this is pretty significant that they were matching this all up. I think that customers should have been aware that their data was being sold.
And, you know, on many, I just bought a new TV, and you go through when you set up a smart TV functions, and you want to hook up your TV to the internet so it can get updates and stuff like that, and so you can stream stuff through your TV. You have to sign a little thing. You have to punch a button to say you agree with the legal documents that they put up there on the screen about all this stuff. Well, apparently in the case of Vizio, they never ask the customers for this information. And they have been hammered hard by the FTC and will now pay a $2.2 million settlement. You know, this is pretty amazing stuff. You know, so many times it seems to me the technology is tracking. How many times, for example, have you said, I wonder how much a new TV costs? And you go to the internet, for example, and you look at the cost of a
And then you get pop-ups for the rest of the week.
Well, even more than that. Not only that, when I went to Best Buy the other day, I walk in Best Buy after I had been looking online at 4K TVs, and I walk in Best Buy, and I'm looking at my phone as I'm walking in, and as soon as I clear the door, an email pops up that, you know, gives me all the information on the 4K TVs that are on sale.
That's why I turn my GPS off.
Literally as I was walking through the door.
I turn my GPS off on my phone because when you go into these, I forgot what it's called, but these parameters, wherever you go, it's picking up your phone information.
Geo information.
Yeah, the geo information. So I turn that all off because I don't want to be tracked. I used to work with cyber warfare specialists, some of the best in the world, and many of them wouldn't even use the smart card for the metro station because they knew that all their data was being tracked. They didn't have credit cards. They paid in cash. I mean, and they knew too much. These men and women knew too much, so they didn't want to have any trackable information.
Well, your TV is watching you, and so is a lot of your other technology. That's the life we have today. 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
Now, according to Politico, Republicans are facing anger at town hall meetings from Obamacare lovers. Near Sacramento, Republican California Congressman Tom McClintock was greeted by hundreds of protesters who had no interest in a town hall discussion. They were there to disrupt. They shouted him down. They were so vicious that Congressman needed a police escort to get him out of the event, while the disruptors screamed resist and shame. Florida Congressman Gil Villarakis faced a hostile crowd in Pinellas County. Politico says that Villarakis got 2 hours of anger from his constituents, young, old, black, and white, who demanded he not repeal Obamacare. Now, these protests are not spontaneous. They're manufactured. They're part of a left-wing strategy. How do I know? Easy. Before he left office, Obama met with Democrats to scheme how they could sabotage Republicans and Obamacare. They didn't even bother to hide it. It was well reported by the drive-bys. They aren't even waiting until the Republicans announce their plans on Obamacare. These protesters just want to intimidate Republicans into doing nothing. So some bought and paid for protesters are being bussed in to disrupt town hall meetings. That's no reason for Republicans to go wobbly. After the November election, there are no more excuses. Zero. They've got to ignore the staged anger and do what they promised. Repeal Obamacare once and for all and get going on tax cuts.
now.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, question, did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect, and that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and as you probably know, we've planned our 2017 listener cruise, and the demand has been outstanding, but our ship, the Silver Sea Silver Cloud, can only hold 300 passengers. If you want to join us, I highly recommend that you get on the wait list now, because cabin availabilities do change every day. We want as many of you as possible to join us as we set sail July 29th for 10 spectacular days cruising Northern Europe's most beautiful capitals, including a visit to St. Petersburg, Russia. Our special WML price includes free specialty dining, including 24-hour room service, free beer, wine, and spirits, free Wi-Fi, your gratuities are all paid, plus much more. And we're going to have some private get-togethers, too. Come sail with us and be a part of our WML group. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. 800-777-6540. Online at WMAL.com/cruise.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, hang on here as you're coming out of Springfield if you're heading over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue. Just saw watching additional emergency equipment come to the scene of the crash. It looks like now they have two left lanes blocked. Two left lanes in the shoulder, so we have two right lanes to get by. This is going to be, again, outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue on your way to the Wilson Bridge. So I'm starting to really see backups quickly form here as we get reduced lanes. Otherwise, 395, let's go from Springfield, 395 past Edsel Road, Landmark Q, and across the 14th Street Bridge in great shape. No problems to report Southeast Southwest Freeway, DC 295 southbound, seeing some of that volume forming as you pass Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. Still with Police Department activity. We have 12th Street closed between E and Constitution, and no problems to report as we travel around the Maryland Beltway topside between College Park and Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How to get off again? Rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
I mean, if you don't like the weather right now, just wait around for a few hours. It'll change to something different. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It's 5:56.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 800. But hurry, this deal expires this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $29.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 800. That's proflowers.com, secret code 800.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Coming up on WMAL, you know, we've talked about the relationship between the White House and the press corps, which is fractured at the moment. So should the president go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and try to make nice, or...
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.